Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California, at 920 West 18th Street in downtown Merced. Today is Friday, January 27th, and it is a beautiful day outside, and I hope everybody is having a great day. I wanted to do this educational podcast today specifically for owner-occupant buyers and first-time home buyers and why you should consider a HUD home. The sun is out shining and people are getting back interested in real estate after recovering from the holidays, and most people have their kids back in school and they're starting to wonder about buying a home in the springtime, and they're starting to wonder if they can buy a home. And one of the questions that we get a lot from all potential home buyers is, what is my first step? What do I do? What do I need to do? Can I buy a home? Would I qualify? What would my payments be? All those types of questions are swirling around in a first-time home buyer's mind, and we want to just kind of give a pass today of steps to take for potential first-time home buyers. And also talk to you about why you should consider a HUD home if you're in the market or potentially in the market to buy a home. So the first step that I like to tell people about is sit down and assess your situation, your financial situation, look at your budget, see what you think that you can afford, look at your debt, look at your income, see what debt you might be able to pay off. See if your income has been consistent and steady for the last couple of years. And kind of get an overall picture of your financial situation so that you can really think about if right now is a good time for you to consider purchasing a home. That, in my opinion, is step one. Step two would be to get with a reputable lender that you trust. Sitting down and meeting with a lender, they will go through all of your finances with you. They will pull your credit report and let you know what your credit looks like. They will let you know if your credit is in a position where you can get a loan now, or if there are things that you might need to work on your credit. They can advise you on that as well. Okay? They can also go over with you what we call your debt-to-income ratio versus how much debt you have compared to your income, what that percentage looks like, and what banks or mortgage brokers are looking for in order to be able to lend you funds to purchase a home. They will also go over with you what the down payment requirements are. There's a lot of different loan programs out there, from 0% down to 3.5% FHA to 5% conventional to 20% conventional to private money to hard money and to somebody paying cash. Okay, so there's a lot of different options available for a home buyer. Just need to find the one that works right for you. You might be wondering how you can find a reputable lender. And you can do that in a few different ways. My favorite way to tell people to find a lender is that you ask people you know who are homeowners and have been through the process for recommendations. And you always try to get at least 3 recommendations or referrals. And you call all of those people and you figure out who you feel comfortable with. Okay? So just that's my recommendation on how you find a lender. Now, your real estate agent or your realtor or your broker, they might recommend a preferred lender as well, but you still want to do your due diligence if that's the case and always ask for 3 referrals, okay? That way, you cover all your bases and you work with whom you feel comfortable with. Third step is to actually crunch all those numbers with the lender, and if everything goes the way that you feel comfortable with, hopefully that lender can give you a pre-approval letter. And on that pre-approval letter, we'll let you know what type of loan you're getting. The lender will have spoken to you about how much money you need to have for closing, including down payment and closing costs. And we'll also let you know when you speak with your lender what your monthly payment is so that you know you feel comfortable what price range to stay in, okay? So once you've completed steps 1, 2, and 3, then it's time to get your favorite real estate agent involved. Your real estate agent can be found the same way. You could ask for referrals and recommendations. You can go on Zillow and look for referrals. You can go to HUDHomestore.com, and there's a list of real estate brokers and agents on there. And chances are you might already know somebody who's a real estate agent or broker that you feel comfortable working with. So you get with your agent, and then what you do is, based off of the information that your lender has provided them and that you feel comfortable with price range-wise, they'll start pulling up homes in the MLS and sending them to you, usually via email, so that you can give feedback to your agent as to which ones you want to see. And then the agent will get in the car with you and go out looking at properties. Okay, that's the next step in the process. Number 5, just get out there and start looking at properties that are within your budget, within your price range, within a payment that you feel comfortable with, okay? And next, when you find the home that you love, your agent will work on writing an offer and negotiating that with the seller. That's step number 6. And then step number 7 is title and escrow and closing. And step number 8 is you move right on in. So that is the process in a nutshell. So my purpose of this podcast today is to just kind of educate you on that process of going through those steps, and those are the steps in the order that I think is that I have seen be very successful for others. Okay. I also want to make sure that when you're out there looking for your homes in steps 4 and 5, when your realtor is pulling those properties, that you do consider HUD homes. And there's a few reasons why, as an owner occupant or a first-time home buyer, that you may want to consider HUD homes. The first thing is that the offers are submitted online, and it is a sealed bid. So you know that when your agent submits your offer, it is going directly to the seller. There's no second guessing as to whether your offer got submitted or not. Okay, they're going to submit your offer, and they're going to get a confirmation number. And so it's a very transparent process, and it is a sealed bid. So that's one great reason why you should consider HUD homes. The most important reason why I believe that owner-occupants and first-time home buyers should consider HUD homes is that HUD gives priority to owner-occupant buyers. Okay, again, HUD gives priority to owner-occupant buyers, meaning when a property first comes on the market for a designated amount of time, somewhere between 5 and 15 days, most properties owned by HUD can only be purchased by owner-occupants. So what that means for you is you're not going to get beat out by that cash investor. You're not going to get beat out by that investor putting down a 30% or 50% conventional financing. You're not going to get beat out by them because you are going to have priority. They're not even able to put in their bids until the owner-occupant priority period is over. And that's something that is really exciting and really important to HUD. So I just like to make sure that everybody is aware of that. Another great reason why you should consider HUD homes is to have a low earnest money deposit requirement. The majority of their homes require a $1,000 deposit. If it's $50,000 or under, it's only a $500 deposit. So it is a great way to put down a low earnest money deposit into escrow. Another reason is you have a 15-day inspection period. So once you get that executed contract back from the seller, you have 15 days to do your due diligence and all the inspections regarding any item that you might be concerned or want to research regarding the home. Okay, so a 15-day inspection period. And next thing that you might want to consider is that HUD will pay up to 3% closing costs towards title and escrow and loan fees. So up to 3% for owner-occupant buyers. So when your agent puts in that offer, if you would like to negotiate or ask help for the closing costs, then you have to instruct your agent and make sure your agent puts that in the contract and asks for it in the offer screen when they input your offer on HUDHomeStore.com. Now, HUD will not pay more than 3%, but they will pay up to 3%, and it really is a great way to help you minimize the amount of cash that comes out of pocket from you as the buyer. HUD allows anywhere from 30 to 60 days for an owner-occupant buyer to close on a property, just depending on the type of financing that the purchaser is getting. And finally, another really great reason why I think that you should consider HUD homes as an owner-occupant and a first-time home buyer is that most HUD homes are geared to go FHA financing. FHA financing is a government-backed loan program where you're required to only put down 3.5% of the purchase price. And to take it one step further, a lot of HUD homes are also geared to go with FHA 203K financing, which is a rehab loan for owner-occupant buyers only, where you can finance in the cost of your repairs in with a loan and still just put down that 3.5% down payment. Okay? So those are all the reasons why I think you should consider HUD homes. HUD homes are listed on the local MLS just like all other listings, so you will see them come across in your listing searches and emails that you come across. You can also search all the HUD homes throughout the entire country at the main HUD website, which is HUDHomeStore.com. That's www.HUDHomeStore.com. Again, my name is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, and I hope you have found this information helpful today. And I really appreciate you tuning in, and hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Thank you.